Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here in London, and actually we just got off the brand new Queen Anne, the fourth queen from the Cunard fleet. And we're back now here in the Londoner, which is a partner of Cunard. And I'm here with Jamie Paco, who is the Vice President of Sales North America. And I've known Jamie for quite some time, and she was like me. She was on board. And so we both got a little taste of what this wonderful ship has to offer. We're going to tell you all about that and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Jamie, first of all, a softball question, because you can't say it's a horrible ship, because it's a beautiful ship. And what was your first impression of the whole vessel once you saw it?
It exceeded my expectations, and my expectations were high. So I'm so proud of what Cunard has delivered in our fourth queen in the fleet, and I can't wait to sail her as soon as possible.
Now, you're going to be selling this to a lot of travel advisors, and we did have a lot on board. And did you talk to them? What was their impression?
Yeah, so we came on board with a number of North American advisors, and we shared a number of experiences together, including many meals, and they absolutely loved the ship. Love the choice that's available on board, from the entertainment and dining to the large spa areas and also the recreation areas. It was just an incredible reaction. I think some were surprised of how...
What were they surprised at?
I think it's how modern and sophisticated Cunard is. I think the sophistication is expected, but I think the modern with the sophisticated along with the playfulness was much appreciated.
Yes, because this is a different kind of Cunard at this point. You have some wonderful ships, but you kind of use the traditions of Cunard, the history, and then you amplified that, right?
We did, and we really brought the sparkle and the bubbles to the ship as well, which aren't necessarily brand terms, but I really felt that the energy on board was just rich and playful and dynamic, and I think people are going to be really surprised about the feel that it has while keeping the Cunard energy and sophistication in place.
Yeah, and I saw that. I went to the designer presentation, and that's what they were trying to do with the design as well. But what impressed you most? First of all, let's talk about the accommodations. When you're going out to try to tell travel advisors what they can sell on board, what are the kind of range of accommodations they can sell to their clients?
Yeah, so we've got it all. We've got a mix of categories from inside staterooms all the way to our Queen's Grill suites, which are beautiful luxury suites with all the finishes. And the beauty of Cunard ships, including Queen Anne, is they're designed with luxury from top to bottom. So travel advisors can find the right guest for a luxury experience for the things that they find value in.
And so you do have the same old standard. You have the Britannia, which is the main restaurant. You have guests. But you do still have Queen's Grill guests, and you still have Princess Grill guests, right?
We do. We have those three, as well as Britannia Club, which we've increased.
I saw that one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we've increased it by 200% because the demand is so high for Britannia Club, which bridges between Britannia Inside Ocean View and Balcony, so bridges between Balcony and the suite experience. So it just offers some extras and dedicated dining experience as well to really elevate the Cunard experience.
Well, and so you have those sort of main restaurants that are divided, but you also have a lot more specialty restaurants, which are kind of cool. We didn't get a chance to see that, but they look. I walked around and they look beautiful, and they a variety of Sir Sam, which is the steakhouse, and then you have a Japanese restaurant, right? And I think you have a few others too, right?
We do, but I am most excited about the Japanese au jus. We have our own Cunard sake on board that has been curated for us, and we also have a mix of casual dining experience. As you mentioned, that there's Sir Samuel Steakhouse, which is not casual, but we also have the Golden Lion Pub.
Which is Michel Roux, right? Which is like, it's a Michelin star, but he's doing a pub here, right?
Yes, sophisticated casual dining. So I think...
So no mushy peas and fries?
I'm sure you can find them somewhere on board.
So that's one thing, but it's amazing different types of dining. And then, of course, I actually walked around and got a tour of the spa. The spa is enormous, right?
The spa is our largest spa amongst the fleet, and it is two categories high, and it's got a very large workout room as well. So it really has fitness in mind. There's also an outdoor area for yoga and just all of the different exercises you may want to do. We also have pickleball as well, which
I saw that. We were all getting into pickleball. Yeah. Have you started it yet?
I haven't started yet, but I'm intrigued.
You and I are going to have to get together, and we're going to play some pickleball on board someday.
I think that's a deal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw the courts. And then, of course, back in the spa, yeah, it was a marvelous sort of indoor sort of pool, hot tub there. A lot of facilities that I was kind of jealous that I didn't have time to give it a shot. Now, let's talk about the entertainment. I saw a marvelous production of Brief Encounter, which was a Broadway and West End show, and it's a musical now. It was originally a movie. Did you get a chance to see that?
I didn't get a chance.
Oh, you're going to have to go back.
Oh, absolutely. We lingered over dining and had such a good time, but I think there's also other touches around the ship, including Bright Light Society, which is a cabaret-style club. Right. The entertainment changes every single night, so you'll never see something twice, and the venue is intimate and beautiful. Also, we have a fun casino bar. It's almost like a little secret called 1840. And
I saw the sign for it, but I never went in. That's right.
Yeah, I wandered by, and it specializes in Negoris, but it also has a variety of other drinks. And you can actually roll the dice and take a chance on picking a drink from the menu based on the dice.
Now, that was an experience I missed. I'm going to have to get back on board now. And then you had, boy, I tell you, the ship was really hopping last night after I got out of the theater. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. I think the Commodore Club, the Chart Room, and the Queen's Room were just packed full of people having the best time of their lives. I think we made memories for the history books of Cunard.
Now, where can travel advisors go to get more information and learn how to sell this ship even better?
Yeah, thank you for asking. The best place is onesourcecruises.com. All of our assets, all of the information about Queen Anne are there, including our Cunard Academy training.
And so that's where you're going to learn about Queen Anne and why it's the same yet different from the other queens. So you got your fourth queen. Anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors out there about the new Queen Anne?
Other than she's absolutely spectacular, I would just say don't miss getting your clients on some part, if not the maiden world voyage. It is January of 2025, and it is exactly that, a maiden world voyage, her first one, and I think the experiences on board are going to be unlike any others visiting five continents.
Well, it was an amazing night last night. It was really, we enjoyed really seeing that ship. And then it's great that it's finally out. We've been waiting for it for so long. We've been talking about this for a long time. And it is the fourth queen. And so you can go to onesource.com and then, you know, give a call to Jamie and she'll tell you exactly, you know, I'm sure you're setting up different trainings around the country about this already. And you'll find out even more. That's all I got right now. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say I'm so glad we were able to share the experience together, and I hope you'll check out Queen Anne for yourself. She is really unlike any other Cunard ship, but also so similar in that all the expectations you'd want from a Cunard queen, are there. So,
it delivered on all those aspects. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.